Tomorrow, Governor Jerry Brown will induct the 11th round of legendary Californians into the California Hall of Fame. Among the honorees are big names like Steven Spielberg, plus lesser-known people like Native American basket weaver Mabel McKay. Perhaps the most literary honoree is environmental poet Gary Snyder. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero spoke to Snyder at his Nevada City home.
This is a poem called For All. Ah, to be alive on a mid-September morn, fording a stream, barefoot, pants rolled up, holding boots, pack on, sunshine, ice in the shallows, northern Rockies.
As a child, Gary Snyder's mother read him poem after poem on their four-cow family farm in the Pacific Northwest. That started his lifelong love for writing about the natural world.
All around the outside of the fence was woods. I knew the trails, and I had little places I could go, and I had little campsites.
Now at 87, he's reached critical acclaim with more than 20 books of poetry and prose. Governor Jerry Brown is honoring his legacy by inducting him into the California Hall of Fame. They've been friends for around 30 years. Snyder remembers the call from Amanda Meeker from the California Museum asking him to participate.
She says, well, Jerry Brown wants you to say yes. Well, if Jerry wants me to say yes, I'll say yes. Okay. Because I like him and, you know, the only governor in the United States that has stood up to Trump, really.
Meeker organizes the awards established by former First Lady Maria Shriver to honor people who embody the state's innovative spirit.
Gary has been on the list for years. To me, he was so ahead of his time. I mean, I feel like we are just now, as a culture, catching up to where he was 50 years ago.
The rustle and shimmer of icy creek waters. Stones turn underfoot, small and hard as toes, cold nose dripping, singing inside, creek music, heart music, smell of sun on gravel.
Snyder's been a lot of things, a logger, a Buddhist monk, a painter, and even a fire lookout. But his lifelong obsession with poetry is what gets people. He began his career as a poet in the 1950s with a group of writers called the Beat Generation. They rejected materialism, explored spirituality, sexuality, and drugs.
We didn't have a big theory of what we were doing. We were trying to just simply loosen up the heart and the mind of people and ourselves.
Snyder says good poetry moves you. One of the major ideas throughout his writings is bioregionalism. That means shaping your community to the environment around you.
Learn how to live with the deer. Learn how to live with the bears. Understand what they want and understand how they operate.
He draws a lot of these ideas from his Buddhist faith and his jaunts through the Sierra. He emphasizes that
animals are not irrelevant. It is false to make a distinction between human beings as a special kind of being.
Snyder says he strived to show how nature and community should be seen as and are interconnected. If a person gets that while taking in his work, he says he's successful. He points at a line of poetry that embodies this.
It is a very simple line. Nature is not a place you visit. It's a home. It is home, which is so true. So make where you are home.
Snyder lives in a home he built with his friends over a summer 45 years ago.
I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the soil of Turtle Island and to the beings who thereon dwell. One ecosystem in diversity under the sun with joyful interpenetration for all.
Ezra David Romero, Capital Public Radio News.